Hello and welcome to another episode of Experience the Difference, the ECXO's podcast. My name is Christopher Brooks and I'm your host. During this series, we'll be meeting up with some incredible individuals who have dedicated their life's work to the advancement of customer experience. We'll be hearing from individuals from many different disciplines, many geographies, and with a diverse set of views and opinions on this topic. Today's guest is a very well-respected member of the ECXO, Kari Korkakoski, who heads up Future Lab in Finland. So here we are with another ECXO podcast. We're privileged to have an expert in customer centricity coming to us from Finland today. So Kari, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you. So delighted that you accepted our invitation to be our guest. We had a few people we were desperate to talk to, and you were high on our list, and you suggest. So we're really, really pleased. So thank you for coming.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here visiting you and your ECXO podcast.
As an ambassador for Finland in the ECXO, a number of us have kind of got to know you and your way of thinking, but I'm sure there'll be many listeners to this podcast who are less familiar with you. So would you mind giving us a couple of minutes intro in terms of who you are, where you've come from, and what your role in the world of customer experience is?
Sure. First, as you were saying, I'm coming from Finland, small country in the corner of Europe. But I've been working within the customer experience landscape since 2010. So 11, 12 years already, when I started the kind of core of my kind of passion for customer experience started from the measuring of customer experience, starting from net promoter score and so on. Soon it kind of went into the strategy level. So I've been working with the customer experience measuring KPIs and strategy since like 2010. Over here, the customer experience has moved from the margin to corner rooms. So Clearly it has become a kind of really kind of a centric element of building kind of a differentiating strategies for companies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been writing three books so far, and the new one is coming at the beginning of next year.
Okay, so would you consider yourself an author first and foremost, or is it much more kind of the consultancy support that you provide?
Consultancy, I'm running here the agency of four people, so that's the core of my kind of everyday life. But on top of that, I love writing. I write mainly in Finnish. I love my language, but also I've been translating some of my blogs into that I'm also doing. I'm translating those also in English.
No, I think it's really important. I know one of the ambitions of the ECXO is to have more content published in native languages. We default to English still, sadly. So it's great to have such a diverse number of countries represented. And obviously, Finland has a specific conditioning to it, which means that customer experience is probably not your standard conventional solution. I'd imagine there's some adaptations from a country position. Would that be fair?
Yes, I would say that Finland came late into the topic of customer experience. And I would say that looking to the companies that we are working with or public organizations that we are working with, there's still kind of a process of learning to understand what would it mean for us. What is our opportunity as a company or organization to utilize the potential of customer experience? So a lot of the companies, they've been trying this and that, but I would say that a lot of them are still kind of an early stage of working with the customer experience. I would say that there's too much of being careful. I really would like to see more kind of a courage approach. Mm-hmm. And trying different approaches.
So you're probably perfectly positioned, being an author, you know you need to connect with your audience. There's probably a degree of education and engagement that's needed as much as kind of the execution.
Definitely. As you were saying, writing about the topic, I do a lot of keynote speaking, various kind of occasions, events and so on. So it's at the same time, it's about consultancy, but at the same time about talking about the topic. And kind of sharing the word.
One of the areas of it, I'd imagine, probably gets caught up in Finland is this tendency to think of digital as kind of a solution for customer experience. I know this is a topic you've got some very interesting and insightful views on. I mean, if I start with that, digital customer experience, what is your take on this?
I think that is really interesting. I mean, at the same time, I need to say that I have a lot of kind of interest in digitalization. I'm a shareholder in a e-commerce company operating in the Nordics. So I see that it's a great opportunities in within the digitalization that is itself. But when we talk with our customers and potential customers, when we ask what is your goal within the customer experience, how do you see the opportunities? They still don't have a clear approach on that. But all too often I hear that, hey, we focus on the digital customer experience. They invest on that. But I would dare to say that there's not such a thing as the digital customer experience. If we look at it from the customer's point of view, if I need some information, I want to buy something, I want to check my order. Of course, the digital solutions helps me to find the information, but I don't think the digital customer experience, I don't think the digital device, whether it's a mobile or laptop or whatever, I look after easiness, I look up after the speed, or of course to the price, for example, in certain cases. But I don't think the device or digital as a core of my need. It gives me the opportunity to look for the information, to find it easy, find it fast, and so on. The digital experience is not the core of the customer's need. It's just a tool for that. Mm-hmm. So if we kind of start to plan our customer experience from the digital point of view only, we assume that customers are only focusing on that. But of course, when we start to plan our customer experience activities and improvements, we should start from understanding what customers are expecting. We should understand, of course, what is our segment, for example, what are the needs of our customers. But of course, at the same time, we see that there are more and more of the touch points are digital. It might be that in certain categories, 90% of all the touch points are digital, but it doesn't still mean that the digital customer experience is the only way of approaching that customer group or the audience. Might be that a lot of the effective information sharing and stuff like that is in the digital landscape, but when we really want to make an emotional connection to the customer, we need to think other elements than the digital landscape. Might be that we just need the one phone call discussion with the customer, and that makes the difference.
I think this is a really interesting perspective, because what we're saying here is that the task the customer needs to do is still the task. I need to place an order. I need to check an order. Digital is a tool to, in some situations, make that easy. But my take on what you're saying is the tendency is to actually start with the digital and figure out what the customer experience is in the digital world, which is back to front. As you're saying, you need to understand their needs, their expectations, what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, sure. We could also, at the same time, we could start that, it is not about when you want to visit about in a store. It is not about the store itself. It is not about the brick and mortar. It is not about the walls itself. It is about we want to go there to find more information. We want to get some kind of experience. We have some spare time. We want to get some kind of a different approach on our time that we are having and so on. So visiting a store, it's about getting the feeling, getting the emotion, getting the service and so on. So it is not about the store itself. It is about what there is inside the store that makes the difference. We should kind of, at the same time, when we are talking about not having a digital experience, customer experience, we should also kind of think that there isn't such a thing as store or brick and mortar customer experience.
I get this massively. I think this is a really important point. And I think probably a lot of organizations have lost their way a little on this. How do you reset then? What's your advice, Carrie? How do you reset to make sure that you're thinking first and foremost about your customers' expectations and the goals they're trying to achieve? And then secondly, you think about how best the tools you have can fulfill it. How do you help organizations get to that place?
Well, first, we should understand what kind of a competition we are in. if we are a big player, typically looking to the analysis, for example, big players, they are focusing more on the easiness, for example. If we are a kind of a marginal or startup and so on, we have might have a totally different approach. If we are a something totally different, like few companies have been able to create a unique position like Apple, Amazon, IKEA, for example. They are big, but at the same time, they've been able to create an experience which is really kind of personal. So understanding the kind of a competition is relevant. Not try to win the big players in the game that they are better than you. But at the same time, we need to understand our customers. What are our customers expecting from us? Who are our customers? And then select the right way to approach them. Select the journey that really makes the difference for them. And then we should design the journey. We should kind of, well, we each and everyone working inside the customer experience world, we know about peak and rule, should to define what are the peaks, we need to define the ends and make it different compared to the other ones. And finally, it is about exceeding the expectations. That is really the way of making loyal customers.
Is that the space then that you can start to really think about different tools in as much as how they can help delight and surprise the customer? Or do you think that actually, no, you should still think about the emotional connection you want to have with the customer? And again, the same discipline. Now, what is the most effective tool to use to achieve that? Do you need to keep central to the needs and expectations of customers all the way through? Is this what you're saying?
Definitely. Of course, at the same time, when we talk about business to consumer or business to business, there are some different elements that we need to remember. In the consumer business, customers are loyal only till the next touch point, in each and every touch point with the consumers. But in the business to business world, like my colleague wrote a blog about, you can find that from ECXO blog, business-to-business customer is like a marriage. There are some different kind of elements that are crucial to be remembered when planning the journey and the experience with the customers.
This is a fascinating topic. And I think you've probably created a good point of reflection. So I'm very grateful for you giving some direction on that. Carrie, if people want to connect with you, what's the best way of doing it? I mean, your books are obviously on Amazon. Do you want to give us some of the titles? You probably need to give them in Finnish, don't you, for your Finnish colleagues?
You need to start to learn Finnish. But you can find one of my books that I was co-writing with Pelinda Gerd, you can find that from Amazon, called Amazing Customer Experience. But you can find some of my blogs from futurelab.fi website, and you can connect me through LinkedIn, Twitter. I'm using a lot of social media. Too much my time goes there.
So if people want to carry on the conversation, that's where they can find you. And congratulations for publishing in Finnish. It's important to help those colleagues and those experts in your country to develop their understanding, and to write in Finnish helps them do that. Which brings me on to ECXO. I mean, the premise of recognizing globally the way in which customer experience and customer centricity in organizations will need to vary by geography and culture. Do you see something like the ECXO as a healthy community where we have many different experts from around the world coming together to share knowledge and exchange ideas? Do you see what is the value you see in that?
Well, I'm really kind of passionate about ECXO because it is really about different cultures, different backgrounds, different languages. And that is something that is really relevant for us looking from the Finland perspective. And there's a lot of interesting topics coming from the US, of course, from the UK also. But I think it is interesting for looking from the Finland. Our biggest kind of a business companies are Sweden, Germany, UK also, of course, and so on. Companies and organizations coming from the Finland perspective, it is interesting to understand these different cultures and different countries. So in that sense, understanding the local customer experience world is something totally different than looking what is coming from the US, for example. What is the differences and similarities between customer experience in Finland and Germany and Spain and Italy and so on. So I would be happy to create more discussion between the countries and to learn from that. That is something that our customers, our connection, our people here in Finland are looking after.
I think anyone who's listening in will see the value of that. And I think what you've demonstrated is the similarities we have in customer experience are universal, but actually you've looked at this topic in a very different way. And I think that's exactly the value of bringing diverse and different cultural opinions in, because we'll miss this otherwise. So, you know, I applaud what you say and really value your point you raised today. So, Kari, look forward to further conversations with the ECXO. But for now, thank you very much and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye.